The last record I bought, I'd never buy vinyl. Like, I mean, sometimes I'll buy it when I'm home, but I have not been home very much lately. And I've made the mistake of buying vinyl when you're traveling and trying to put it in your suitcase, and it's a disaster.
No.
I've been listening to a lot of Sade. There's like a ton of Sade songs that I either forgot about or just like slept on in general. And so I've been having a Sade moment.
That's beautiful. I feel like everyone should always be having one of those. She's so
I
great.
agree. All the time.
All the time, 24/7.
Hell yeah.
Over the past few years, you've been traveling a lot, touring a lot. And how has that impacted the writing of your upcoming album?
I think it impacted it a lot. For one thing, it's hard to have any sort of perspective when you're up close with anything. And so if I have a lot of distance from my routine and the people I see all the time and the places I go, my perspective changes. And I think in the case of the album, I just had so much time to think about how things were going in my life because I had so much distance from it. And so a lot of questions came up, and it was a lot of like, do I want this relationship or this relationship? Do I want this kind of friendship or this kind of friendship? And yeah, just trying to figure out what kind of life I wanted to have.
Yeah, I feel like because obviously, as a musician, that's such a unique experience to have like impact your work, but you still manage to have a very real and relatable album, which is really cool. And I read
Thanks.
that your work with your producer has really impacted like your process. Could you maybe talk about what it was like before working with producers, maybe when you were first starting out? Yeah, if you could just tell me a little bit how that process has evolved.
I wouldn't say that working with a producer has changed my writing. I would say I picked this producer to work with, and we really fostered this relationship because my writing suited his production, and his production suited my writing. So it wasn't like I started working with him and then things changed. It was like my writing changed as I got older. And then he and I found each other and we're like, oh, this is a really good partnership for like what both of us like to do. Yeah, we just have really similar tastes. If you played us different options of things, we would pick the same option, or we would pick like the same answers, showed us different sounds. We just have really similar taste and instincts.
Cool. Speaking on that kind of journey throughout like your process, your first debut was very, not to minimize, but like really great Angry Girl music. And I feel like with this new project, it's still got a lot of emotion and heart behind it, but it's a lot more reflective and introspective. I wondered if you could talk about what has changed for you, maybe personally, musically, to kind of inform that change?
I got really tired of dating shitty guys. So
Speak
that's
on
one
it.
thing that changed. And then I think that, of course, is going to change the songs because you're just like writing about an entirely different type of relationship. And like you're in a different position to talk about relationships. And I think there's like a lot of stuff that was under the surface of that last album that I didn't talk about, that I didn't know was under the surface, that I didn't know how to talk about. And I think this stuff is more like, it's like the why of the last album in a way. And so there wasn't like a couple of massive moments or anything that made me change as a person. It's just like I'm a couple years older than I was last time. So my perspective is different.
And do you think it was you growing up and growing older that informed what came out on the album, or did you find that the writing process really helped you work through some of those, I guess, issues in your life?
I grew up a bit, and then the music changed as a result of me changing. I always feel relief from writing. Like, if you're going through something really difficult, or you're feeling something really bad, and then you get a song out of it, it's like the most exciting thing because you get this gift out of something terrible. But I don't know that I've had many experiences feeling like, oh, I just unlocked the key to this trauma by writing about it. Like, it feels good to get something, to get a gift from something bad. And it feels good to like connect with other people on things that you thought were unique to you, but then they're not so shameful because other people have dealt with them too. That feels really good. But I'm never like, wow, who needs therapy? I don't need psychoanalysis. I just like wrote these songs. So I think I change and then the music changes.
A reminder to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And in your previous work, you obviously have a lot of literary references, namely to Sylvia Plath and Salad. Great song. And obviously you have references in this new project to Mary Oliver's Dogfish. What is it specifically about literature that you find is inspirational?
Just like being around so many screens at all times and being around social media. It's just everywhere we go, there's screens everywhere. Yeah. And you're seeing so much information. And it's sometimes if I don't stop throughout the day, I'll try to go to bed and my brain's just like buzzing.
Totally.
And I think books and poems and music and just art in general is one of the only places we have that's free of screens and people trying to sell you things and totally. People trying to tell you their life is better than yours. And just like getting a moment away from that helps me slow down. And I don't think I would be able to write from a place of just like go, 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 go. So I have to have that to be able to write.
Wow, that's so apt, I feel, because a lot of people, I feel like a constant topic of discussion is like, I hate my phone, but it's always there. Yeah. And like, you're right, like art is really such a great form of escape from that.
It's like one of the only ones we have.
No, yeah, exactly. Even if you're like going for a walk or going in nature, mama's got her phone.
Mama's got her phone. Yeah. Mama's got TikTok. Yeah. Mama's got Spotify.
We're scrolling like, in the bush.
And frankly, mama needs it for safety.
Yeah.
Like I've shared my location so that I can go do this hike.
Yeah. Throwback to the shitty man where you need to share your location with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't kill me.
Someone's got to have it.
Yeah. Exactly. And the name of your album is obviously, as you would know, if you asked for a picture. And this is sounds like the beginning of a sentence. And I wondered, what's the end of that for you? And is that kind of answered by the album or how'd you come up with it?
Yeah, I think it's like, if you asked for a picture, this is the picture you would get, the album.
Oh.
It's like, if you ask for a picture of what it's like try to navigate these things.
Yeah.
This is a picture of that, and it's like a succinct snapshot. It's not like I didn't write a book. It's just these are like 3.5 minute songs, so it's just like a little picture.
I found recently that there are a weird amount of songs about being 23, namely.
Really? I feel like it's 22, but I feel like I just think that because of Taylor Swift.
True. Okay, well, no, let me elaborate. There's 23 by Wallace, and All You Gotta Be When You're 23 Is Yourself, which is a really long song title, and of course 23 by Miley Cyrus, although I'm not sure if that's actually about being 23.
Wait, what album is it on?
By Miley, I don't know. I think it's not hers. It was on someone else's album, but she's in it.
Oh.
Remember as a child.
I feel like you're right.
Yeah.
I need to look into the lore of 23.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what do you think it has been about being 23 that, I don't know, causes so many revelations for you personally?
I don't know, because that was artistic license. I'm actually 27. So I'm not 23.
But
I
like,
just, first of all, that's like one of the first songs that I wrote for this album. So it was like a couple years ago. But I think it's not like about me being 23. It's right. Like, just generally, like, our grandmas had kids when they were in their early 20s. And,
yeah.
Like, our parents and all that. And it's really, that song's so much about intergenerational stuff.
Mm.
And I think it's more like, it's almost like a little bit of an exaggeration because they literally want us to be babies while we have kids. And yeah. That's so crazy. But, yeah, I wasn't 23.
Wow.
But 23 was hard. That was a hard year, actually.
Don't tell me that.
Are you 23?
I'm 21.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're actually a baby, though.
No, I've heard a lot of people have told me 23 is kind of rough. Yeah.
It was rough for me. It wasn't the roughest.
Okay.
But
big things coming.
It was a little rough. Well, there's like all those theories about every 7 years or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about? Well,
no.
Like, I guess 23 is not, seven doesn't go, you know what,
yeah,
never mind.
It's okay.
I don't know what I'm saying.
No.
But there's like some theory about 21 and 23. Crazy
Yeah.
shit happens.
There's
Good
a
luck.
cyclone going on, so
Good luck.
pathetic fallacy. Thank you. That means a
You'll get
lot.
through it. At least
Sorry?
yours were exciting. That's why everybody writes about them, because they're hot.
True. I did want to ask, sorry, we're talking about intergenerational things, and obviously on the album you talk about mother-daughter relationships and that connection to body image. What do you think it is specifically about women's relationship with their mothers that brings out a lot of stress and anxiety?
Well, it's like your example for how to be as a person, and everybody's different. So, of course, you're going to have critiques about how your example is existing. And
Yeah.
I think women can sometimes be hard on other women. So, I think for moms, it sort of can sometimes come naturally to be harder on their daughters
Yeah.
because it's also like, I want more for you. I don't want you to have these things that I had to deal with. That wasn't really my situation, but if you're asking me, like, more sort of generally speaking, there's a sense of I want more for you, so I'll push you harder.